And you are an attorney? Is that how I should describe you?
Yes.
All right. Is this the first time you've run for a public office?
It is. This is my first time.
Why are you running for the Macomb School Board?
I'm running because I have children and stepchildren in the school system, and because I've been warmly welcomed by the Macomb community, I want to give back. I feel I have the skills to contribute in this way.
What type of skills? What do you think you could contribute to the Board of Education?
As an attorney, my practice is primarily family law and estate planning. Those two things are very different, but they both have their own skill set. With the family law, I deal with, obviously, conflict and disputes, families in crisis. So I have to keep a cool head and try to help people through some of the worst times of their lives. Now, with the school board, there is a fair amount of emotion involved because this is very important. People's children's educations should be important and can be. So that's one area where I feel I could contribute. With the estate planning side of things, obviously planning is paramount. We try to anticipate what's potentially could happen and plan for those contingencies. With the school board, we've got financial considerations, personnel considerations, all of those things that we need to keep our eyes on.
You mentioned finances. Do you think the school district is in strong financial condition?
I think that there's been a lot of planning done to this point, and we need to continue on that track, being proactive with our planning and not taking steps that aren't necessary. Not taking risk, but also making sure that we're spending our resources wisely in the best way to help our students.
In terms of planning, the district is planning to build a new middle school. What are your thoughts on that?
I think I'm in favor of the new middle school. I think it's needed. I believe that the people in place before me have looked at the issues very carefully and are comfortable with our financial ability to do some of these. I don't believe that we'll have an extravagant expenditure. I think that what's being planned appears to be reasonable under the circumstances.
Why do you think it's needed?
Having children in the school systems, I see that there are some areas we could improve upon. I have a student at Edison where we've had these modular buildings. I've had two children in the outbuildings. I'd like to see steps being taken to address those. I also feel that, as having a daughter in the junior high currently, it gets complicated. I see the congestion in the lunchroom that needs to be addressed in a better way. With the important STEM the science and technology is playing, it would be advantageous for our students to have those resources, better laboratory equipment and facilities.
What about STEM? Is the district doing an adequate job of teaching those subjects?
I think there's always room for improvement. I think we need to provide greater challenges in some areas. And, for example, I know that they have access to classes where they can use 3D printers or do some extra work. And I think those are great opportunities, but I think they need to be more widely implemented in perhaps even classrooms outside of the traditional computer classrooms.
Such as what? Can you give an example?
I think that they can be implemented in social science situations. The computer programming GIS systems are going to be up and coming here, and students who have familiarity with some of those. There's so many opportunities to collaborate across the disciplines, and you see that a lot in our college campuses, and I don't see any reason why we couldn't encourage that in our elementary and high school settings.
So STEM should be more than just perhaps a junior high and high school. You think that should be introduced at the lower grade levels?
Absolutely. Our students have an enormous capacity to learn, maybe sometimes more than we as parents give them credit for. And if we put the technology in their hands, they will learn how to use it. So providing opportunities is going to be critical.
The district has started using technology to teach students during what normally would be snow days so that they don't have to extend the end of the school year. Have you had a chance to look at that program, and what are your thoughts on it?
My own children have experienced that. It works well for our family, but I know that it doesn't work well for all families. I ran into a young man at the grocery store the other day who's a high school student and said, I don't have the opportunity to use a computer with internet access at my home. And that's a problem in our community, and that's a problem for our schools.
How can the district go about addressing that?
That's a good question. I think we need to be willing to explore the one-to-one technology. If there are devices that can be made available for students to access at their homes, other districts have done that. We need to look and see if it's feasible for our district to do that as well.
Is there anything you would add or subtract from what the school district is offering its students?
Not in particular. I feel that we have a nice selection of advanced courses. The AP or dual credit college courses they're probably on par with most communities our size, what they're doing. I would want to assess what we're doing for the remedial on that end of things and make sure that every student has opportunities so that they can perform to their best abilities.
Do you feel the school district, the Macomb School District, should be looking at consolidation at all with any of its neighboring districts?
I think it's perhaps inevitable that will arise. I don't think there's necessarily anything wrong with exploring all the possibilities. I don't want our neighbors to feel that we are impinging on their ability to educate their children in the way they feel it's best. But if there are opportunities where all of the communities can succeed, I would want to explore that.
Is it something the district should be seeking out, or are you satisfied with maybe the size of the Macomb School District right now?
The size is a nice size. However, our situation is changing in Macomb. And we'll have to change with that, with our situation. So I would say we need to be flexible and forward-thinking. And so it's possible that will become something that will benefit everybody in the future.
When you say our situation is changing in Macomb, can you explain that?
Well, obviously our university is experiencing great difficulties and challenges. That's impacting our community now, and it will probably continue to impact our community for quite some time to come. I hope that we get on the right foot and we can turn things around. But in the short term and possibly long term, we need to expect to be losing people, professionals, students, and that's obviously going to impact our financial situation, the number of students we have in our schools, the number of families we serve.
Given that, is there really a need for a new middle school?
I think we've already exceeded where we need to be with our new middle school. I think we passed that point a while ago. And so even if we do shrink a little bit, I think the middle school is still an important project to undertake.
What about the racial makeup of the administration and the faculty in the Macomb School District? Do you think there should be a greater diversity?
Absolutely. That's critical. We need our students to see people who look like them leading our schools and in administration and the teachers and staff. diversity is benefits everybody, and we need to be proactive.
Yeah. So how do you make that happen?
Part of it could be thinking about how we recruit, where we recruit. We have a great source here at Western Illinois, and we need to be making sure we're using those connections to the greatest. It just can't be we're going to let who applies apply. We need to be seeking out those qualified applicants who have a diverse background.
How would you rate the performance of the superintendent?
I think that Superintendent Toomey does a nice job. I think there are areas for improvement. I hear from certain teachers that there could be greater collaboration or a sense of greater respect going back and forth. And so I think that's an area of opportunity for growth for him.
And how would you, as a member of the school board, go about assessing that and making sure that it happens?
Well, I think those are conversations that happen during the course of a relationship, collaboration with other board members and making sure that we're all seeing the same thing. And the great thing about a school board is that there is a diversity of experience. People from all walks of life serve on the school board. And I think together that makes the board stronger and can address any of those challenges, including, you know, whether it's administration or policy or facilities.
Why should someone vote for you to serve on the Macomb School Board?
I am passionate about education. I'm married to an educator, and I believe that all students need opportunities and that we need to make sure that we are meeting the needs of every student from kindergarten, preschool, right through high school, and are providing them the best opportunities. And I want to have the opportunity to contribute to that.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.